In Orthodox Judaism, there is a saying, the previous generation is to the next one, as angels are to men. The next generation is to the previous one, as donkeys are to men. This follows from the Orthodox Jewish belief that all Judaic law was given to Moses by God at Mount Sinai. After all, it's not as if you could do an experiment to gain new halakhic knowledge. The only way you can know is if someone tells you, who heard it from someone else, who heard it from God. Since there is no new source of information, it can only be degraded in transmission from generation to generation. When I was first exposed to the angels and donkeys proverb in religious elementary school, I was not old enough to be a full-blown atheist, but I still thought to myself, Torah loses knowledge in every generation. Science gains knowledge with every generation. No matter where they started out, sooner or later, science must surpass Torah. The most important thing is that there should be progress. So long as you keep moving forward, you will reach your destination. But if you stop moving, you will never reach it. Suyoku narutai is Japanese. Suyoku is strong. Naru is becoming. And the form narutai is want to become. Together it means, I want to become stronger. And it expresses a sentiment embodied more intensely in Japanese works than in any Western literature I've read. You might say it when expressing your determination to become a professional Go player, or after you lose an important match, but you haven't given up, or after you win an important match, but you're not a ninth dan player yet, or after you've become the greatest Go player of all time, but you still think you can do better. That is Suyoku narutai, the will to transcendence. Each year on Yom Kippur, an Orthodox Jew recites a litany which goes on through the entire Hebrew alphabet. We have acted shamefully. We have betrayed. We have stolen. We have slandered. As you pronounce each word, you strike yourself over the heart in penitence. There is no exemption whereby, if you manage to go without stealing all year long, you can skip stolen and strike yourself one less time. That would violate the community spirit of Yom Kippur, which is about confessing sins, not avoiding sins, so that you have less to confess. By the same token, the litany does not end, but that was this year, and next year, I will do better. The litany bears a remarkable resemblance to the notion that the way of rationality is to beat your fist against your heart and say, we are all biased, we are all irrational, we are not fully informed, we are overconfident, we are poorly calibrated. Fine, now tell me how you plan to become less biased, less irrational, more informed, less overconfident, better calibrated. Never confess to me that you are just as flawed as I am unless you can tell me what you plan to do about it. Afterward, you will still have plenty of flaws left, but that's not the point. The important thing is to do better, to keep moving ahead, to take one more step forward. Suyoku narutai.